Timepiece by Richard Paul Evans, read by Greg Gorton.
Prologue. I find myself astonished at mankind's persistent yet vain attempts to escape the certainty of oblivion, expressed in nothing less than the ancient pyramids, and by nothing more than a stick in a child's hand, etching a name into a freshly poured sidewalk, to leave our mark in the unset concrete of time, something to say we existed. Perhaps this is what drives our species to diaries, that some unborn generation may know we once loved, hated, worried, and laughed. And what is there to this? Maybe nothing more than poetic gesture, for diaries die with their authors, or so I once believed. I have learned there is more to the exercise, for as we chronicle our lives and the circumstances that surround them, our perspectives and stretching rationales, what lies before us is our own reflection. It is the glance in the mirror that is of value. These are my words on the matter, and I leave it at this. If we write but one book in life, let it be our autobiography. The most valuable of the keepsakes left in the attic of the Parkin mansion were thought worthless by the auctioneers of the estate. They were the leather-bound diaries of David Parkin, a lifetime of hopes and dreams, thought of no significance by those who value only what could bring cash at an auction block. The diaries came into my possession shortly after we took leave of the mansion, and it was within the pages of David's diary that I found the meaning of Marianne Parkin's last request. For this reason, I have shared his words throughout my narrative, for without them, the story would be incomplete. And if it is nothing more than poetic gesture, then still I am satisfied. For poetry, like life, is its own justification.